everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Josh Reese in an undershirt and a beanie.
It's cold outside.
In an undershirt and a beanie.
Listen.
It's cold outside.
It's cold outside. I'm going to wear an undershirt.
I only get cold in certain places. I get cold on my feetsies, and I get cold on the top of my head. So.
Did you just say your feetsies?
My feetsies.
Okay, start over.
8:50 in the morning.
Yes,
start over.
And cold. You're saying feetsies?
It's 55 degrees outside. My feetsies get cold, so I always have to wear warm socks. And then my head gets cold.
Can I add Josh Reese to this list, please?
Of releases? You cannot afford to release me. My contract is too expensive.
Is it?
64 degrees. 64 degrees, Josh.
Is it 64? It feels like it's 50. I think that's what it is.
What are you wearing, like triple socks today?
Double socks, yeah.
I didn't want to look. Why am I even looking?
Well, Joe,
It's my nightmare.
Oh, I thought Thank it was you. Bust a nut. Okay, I'm sorry.
You'd love that.
No. I mean, it has been some feetsies. Time. Has been some time. You know, on the now famous Has Joshua Reese Had Sex Twitter
yes.
handle, you know, it's...
Any updates there?
It's still no.
It's yeah. still no.
How many followers are we up to?
We're up to, I think it's 60 followers.
But really?
I've been starting to get some churches following me, so that's kind of nice.
Shut up.
Yeah? Because Seriously? You follow Joel Osteen? Because
I've started following a lot of Joel
Dude,
Osteen.
Dude, that's amazing.
And pastors and stuff.
They like probably that. Think it's like spiritual. Like, oh, he's saving himself. Like, will Josh succumb to the devil? Yeah. No, he chose not to. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm staying strong.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's funny. They think it's a choice. That's cute.
Right.
It's sadness. Wow. Instead.
Dude, that's awesome. No, you have 58 followers.
58.
You're following a lot of people.
I'm sorry. There we go. Yeah.
A few churches already dropped out.
Just a few.
Maybe you can get a few satanic churches to follow you. And
do they have
maybe
churches?
That'll help.
What's a satanic church called? I don't know.
It's called the Satanic Church.
Is it? I guess.
I don't know if, you know. They
Shooter really... McGavin. That's good. Yeah, he's always fun.
Yeah. There's a few of them.
Yeah. All right. So welcome to the new year. This is the first AEW podcast of 2022.
Hey, I'm feeling really hopeful about this year because you know what we're not doing this year?
What's that?
NXT 2.0. So, I mean, just by subtraction, this year should be amazing, right?
We should probably talk about what happened, though, right?
Just quickly.
The basic thing.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing
I don't want to know.
I predicted that. Really? Why, you didn't watch it yet?
No, I mean, I don't want to hear the words. I know what's going to happen.
Well, we knew Breaker was going to win the title. I think that was pretty obvious.
Of course.
You don't keep rematching it, at least not on NXT. Everything fast forwards.
Well, they rematch stuff on Raw. They never
have. Yeah, but they have 3 hours to kill on Raw, and they need to just keep doing the same matches. So once Breaker got a rematch, I was like, all right, he's taking the title. But how? He hits his big move, just pin him. No, he doesn't pin him on the big bulldog off the ropes, which would have been enough. Your dad did it. It's a great move. Just fucking end it. He made him tap out to, what is that? Well, they used to call it the camel clutch, I think.
Yeah.
Because Iron Sheik used to do it, but then Rusev started doing it. But anyway, yeah, he taps. They make Ciampa tap.
So 2021 starts out with Ciampa being so a little bitch.
Did he turn heel just for this match? Did he tap?
I don't know.
What?
But he's tapped before.
I know, but not when he's a good guy. Like, I don't know. Don't make him tap. Come on. There's like rules. Stick to it. Then he just posted like a thank you. Just him walking out and a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it was like, wait, what's his contract look like?
Well, I mean, what's the... After being beaten like that, what's the point of hanging around? I mean, they're clearly trying to get rid of everyone that used to be there in the black and gold. Breaker destroyed the old logo when he came out. It was super lame. They put like a yellow X, and then he kicked. You could even see before he kicked it that there was a line in the middle.
Sure.
For it to already be broken.
Yeah.
And he kicked it and he broke it. And it was just like, oh my God. But
Triple H somewhere was set.
Did they give him a new title yet with the new logo on it?
I don't know. I didn't see. I mean, I just saw him holding it up, but I didn't even watch it. I just saw like clips on Instagram.
And then Riddle and MSK.
But I saw that his dad came out to the ring.
Oh boy.
And they're like, oh, that's his dad, Rick Steiner. And it's like, what do you mean that's his dad?
Rick Breaker?
Yeah.
Rick Breaker.
Why did he name his son Braun Breaker if his name is Rick Steiner?
That's so weird.
I mean, yeah, literally so Braun Steiner.
And he was going by Rex Steiner. Like, that's such a cool name.
That's better.
Way better than Braun Breaker.
Braun Breaker. Right. If you're going to show.
Sounds like a porn name.
If kayfabe includes Rick Steiner being his dad, Steiner's an amazing legacy. It's not Randy Breaker. It's Randy Orton.
Right.
Like, why give him a new name when his name is like wrestling, like legacy, right? It's like, it's just silly.
Yeah,
it's
I don't get it.
Silly that they're going to bring him out after trying to act like he's this new guy. He's so young. He's so green. And they give him a title because they have to. Who else do you give that title to?
Well, he's,
everyone else left.
He certainly has the most charisma that was there. I mean, he seemed like he was a future star.
When the big names leave and you have to give it to this guy,
I am.
Hey, you know who's next in line? Tony Bologna.
Tony Bologna.
He's your next champ.
Well,
it's got to be LA Knight, right?
Thank God I'm not going to watch that title defense.
LA Knight will probably be gone too soon.
Yeah.
He's too old.
He's too old.
Did MSK beat Imperium?
Walter comes back. After a long absence,
right.
And loses to Riddle and MSK.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he didn't take the pin, though, right?
No.
Oh, wow.
Italian or German? Which guy took the pin? Which country took the fall?
Which World War II superpower?
Yeah. It was the Italian. I don't know.
And then Mandy retained, I'm sure.
Yep.
That's really it, right?
Yeah.
Nothing else there.
Who cares?
Sadness.
Oh, and then the unification.
I saw
a surprising move, Carmelo Hayes. I would have picked.
No.
Well, because Roddy Strong is going to be future endeavored soon, probably.
You would hope.
You would hope. And then he finds a way to go to AEW.
Yeah. Well, cross your fingers.
Oh, my God. They'd have to call them like the, what did I call them? The Elite Era or something?
The Elite Era, yeah.
The Undisputed Elite, something.
Yeah. All right, before we get to AEW, we're going to do. The 2021 awards for AEW and NXT. But first, we're going to go over what we picked the most last year. Once again, thank you to Kyle Foxton for putting this together. Josh, don't look at my computer.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, for worst, just, you know, let's get through this.
Thank you, Uncle Kyle.
Go check out Hollywood Hogwash.
Fuck you, Uncle Kyle. Not you, Kyle Foxton.
Go check out Hollywood Hogwash for our South Park recap. It was amazing.
Fuck you, Kyle. Fuck you, Kyle. Fuck you, Uncle Kyle. Hey, oh, getting closer.
That's better.
Way to go, Moisha.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, so good.
All right. Worst dressed. Who do you think we picked? Real quick.
Oh, man.
This includes NXT.
Yeah.
And the problem was NXT 2.0 was only like half the year, but it probably won the most awards.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to say it's got to
be... Maybe Karrion Cross?
No.
Although that was...
It's got to be Jacket Time.
Cross wasn't worst dressed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Ike Manjiro.
Next time.
Ike Manjiro got third.
Whoa.
Ike Manjiro, Brock Anderson, and Nick Jackson tied for third.
Interesting.
And then Cody Rhodes came in second. Number one... Oh, excuse me.
Excuse me. Damn it. I was trying to get there. I didn't realize what you were doing when I was picking Guerrero. Yeah.
Wow. Brock Anderson was on the show that much?
I guess so. Enough. Okay. He was on it enough. Two sweep-its for Vicky Guerrero, but yeah.
Yeah.
Best dressed.
Oh.
Why are you laughing?
It's got to be Indy.
You'll see why.
Indy's giant friend, right?
Oh, stop it.
No?
Just stop it.
Right?
Okay.
It's got to be Anna Jay. Andrew and I pick her almost every week.
Josh? Right. I picked Raquel Gonzalez a lot.
That's true. God, did that sway the vote? Could you pick her every friggin' week?
It has to be Raquel, right?
Yeah, probably.
It's Raquel.
Oh!
Hold on.
Damn you, Josh.
21 total votes.
19.
20 votes. of them were Josh.
I think I picked her once.
You picked her once. Yeah. I never picked her.
Yeah.
What?
You stupid ass. You stupid motherfucker.
I bet you the fans agreed with me when we get there.
Fuck you, Uncle Josh.
Mandy Rose came in second, then Scarlett, and then Anna Jay, Ty Conti, Britt Baker, and Io Shirai tied for fourth.
Oh, wow. Mm. I thought we picked Anna Jay a lot, although she hasn't been on the show a lot.
Oh, Britt Baker. Wow, can't pick her. Can't believe she was so far down.
Sure.
That's what she said.
Yeah. But worst acting. We actually have a tie for worst acting.
Oh, Shivani, maybe?
No, he's not even on the top five.
No. Man, we hated Ike Manjaro so much. No, Malcolm Bivens.
Oh, I pick him a lot.
Right. I remember Joe picking Bivens a lot.
That would be my guess.
Jungle Boy and Cody Rhodes, both AEW.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Jungle Boy for worst. He had more votes than Bivens over the year?
Bivens isn't even on here.
Bivens must have not been on that much.
Then we got Ember Moon.
I pick him all the time.
Ember Moon?
Von Wagner and Vicky Guerrero.
Von Wagner. He came in hot late.
But even like Jungle Boy and Cody Rhodes tied with 8 points. So we've picked a lot of different people for worst acting. I
Malcolm Bivens at least 10 times. I think that one.
How often has he even spoken, though?
The moment he says words, he's on my list. Yeah. Maybe not. Yeah.
Best acting?
MJF.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Landslide.
MJF, 68 points. 12 sweep hits.
Yeah.
Second place, Adam Cole with 16 points.
Wow.
He
Lord
blew
Jesus.
It away. It that's is, obvious.
Oh, we're changing the award name. It has to be the MJF award.
Yeah.
Sure.
CM Punk came in third, then Samoa Joe, which says a lot because he wasn't there very long.
Right.
And then Chris Jericho. But all great people on the mic there. All
right.
Worst comment? Who got worst comment the most?
Right.
Shivani?
Shivani was fifth.
Fifth. I always think AEW first because... So NXT, worst comment? Maybe... Man.
Ember Moon. She was up there.
She doesn't speak enough.
No, she doesn't talk enough. I don't know.
Jim Ross.
Oh, of course.
23 points. Yeah. 2 sweep hits. Yeah. Joe picked him the most.
Calm down,
8
freaks.
Times. Me, yeah. 7. Josh, 6.
Was Taz up there?
Then, no. Kyle O'Reilly, Excalibur, Vic Joseph, and Tony Schiavone. See, it's mostly commentators.
Kyle O'Reilly.
And Kyle O'Reilly.
Right. Best cool, cool Kyle.
Yeah. Best comment?
MJF.
58 points.
Right.
9 sweep hits. Chris Jericho and Punk tied for second with 12 points.
Sure. Mm.
Then Max Caster, because of his great raps.
Oh, right.
And then surprisingly enough, Johnny Gargano at fifth.
Interesting. Wow.
He has a couple of zingers, once in a while.
Worst match?
Like, who had the most worst matches?
Yeah.
Nyla Rose.
Got
it.
16 points.
Nice. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then Cody Rhodes, Casey Catanzaro, and Britt Baker tied for second.
Really?
And then Penelope Ford and Orange Cassidy tied for fifth.
How did Britt Baker go above them?
Because she probably had a couple matches with Nyla Rose.
Probably, yeah. That brings her down for sure.
Super Slow-Mo.
Nyla Rose
again.
Yeah, of course.
20 points.
A lot of sweep hits, I bet.
Then Ford, Conti, Raquel Gonzalez, and Wardlow.
Yeah.
Wardlow. Actually, they all tied for second. Nyla Rose got first, and then they all had 12.
Interesting.
Yeah. Best match? Who got best match the most?
It's got to be Johnny Gargano, right?
Maybe Johnny Gargano. Barely won. 19. Runner-up, MJF at 18.
Mm. Whoa, really?
And then... Lance Archer?
No. Whoa, Jesus.
Huh? Who? Lance Archer at third.
Who?
Then Kenny Omega and Brian Danielson.
Okay. Danielson came on hot towards the end.
Danielson.
Lance Archer. Who the fuck did... I can't even think of one match.
I know why. Because he fought like Moxley, because he fought big names.
But he was also in all those ladder matches where there's like 8 other guys.
Why it brought Britt Baker down, it brought him up because of who he's associated with.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I bet like ladder.
Smart.
I bet ladder would be like third if we included it, right?
Yeah. This is the funniest award winner so far. Worst move.
Worst
this
move.
This is the funniest.
Oh, Arn Anderson.
Yes.
Because he falls every time he's just, on the show.
This is Arn Anderson's worst move every time. That's it. He just falls. Wait, there's a cliff. Whoops. He falls off.
And he only won it two times, but he swept it every time.
Oh. And that was enough.
That was enough. Then Ty Conti, Cody Rhodes, and random referees tied for second.
Oh, God.
And then Darby Allin tied for fifth.
Aww.
And that was because Joe picked him four times.
Joe!
Me and Josh only picked him once.
Yeah.
Well, at least you picked him. Come on.
So I don't know what he did to offend you so much.
But well, you know, he's the face paint.
Worst move, painting your face. Yeah. Best move? Who got best move the most?
Best move.
You know what? I'm going to say Darby Allin.
I'm going to say Sammy Guevara.
Sammy Guevara.
Ooh, Darby has
barely beat Darby Allin.
That's what I thought.
12 to 10.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah. Then Adam Page and nothing tied for third.
Yeah.
And then Dax Harwood tied for fifth.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dax.
Worst moment? Worst moment. Who had worst moment the most?
It's got to be Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Oh, it's got to be Rhodes.
With 18. And then
10 sweep-its.
Three sweep-its.
No, three.
And then second place, it's Sting.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course.
And then Isaiah Swerve Scott and Vicky Guerrero tied for third. And then Lash Legend, Orange Cassidy, Darby Allin, and Top Dollar tied for fifth.
Top Dollar. Where are they now? In this week's edition of Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
Top Dollar.
Top Dollar posted something. He was like, I heard a lot of rumors this week saying that I'm broke now while I'm vacationing here in the Bahamas. And it's like, well, yeah, you could still be broke. What if you just put all that in your credit card,
buddy? You can't come back home.
You could still be broke.
Yeah, the Bahamas isn't like I'm in Dubai. Like, yeah. Easy, bud.
He could still be blowing people on the street corner for
probably
money.
Probably maxed out his credit cards.
And by the way, you don't say something like that unless it's somewhat true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't answer the critics if...
Yeah. Anyway. All right, best moment?
That's to be MJF.
It's MJF. Again, another blowout, 43 points.
Yeah.
Ninth sweep-its. Second place, Adam Cole, 24 points. Then Chris Jericho, and then FTR.
Oh.
Probably just because they're with the Pinnacle and...
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So there you go. There you go. Okay. Good stuff. All right, now it's time for the fan voting. Worst dressed, we got Eichmann Jiro and the Young Bucks tying. So we have to break the tie.
Eichmann Jiro, for sure.
For sure.
Jacket time?
He wears a freaking jacket.
All right, it's Eichmann Jiro.
Next time, one super slice.
Next time, only one super slice.
Someone put in NXT 2.0 for worst dressed.
You know what? That's an honorable
mention.
That's not bad at all. Honorable mention.
For sure.
Best dressed, we have a tie for best dressed as well.
Ty Cunty.
Between, yes.
And Anna Jay, probably.
No, I bet. Yeah, Anna Jay.
Anna Jay is second, but Ty Conti and Mandy Rose are tied.
Yeah.
Should I break the tiebreaker?
Go ahead.
Raquel Gonzalez.
You idiot.
No?
I hate you.
It's probably Mandy.
No? Oh, no.
Like, Ty Conti on Instagram wins, but, you know, Mandy Rose, it's got to be Mandy Rose.
Did the fans not even mention Raquel?
No votes for Raquel.
Wow. I'm disappointed in you fans, especially you, Kyle. You could have rigged this.
I'm not disappointed in you fans.
Kyle didn't do this part, you dummy.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. This is the fan voting.
What is happening?
Worst acting, we have Von Wagner barely edging out Brandi Rhodes.
He hasn't even been there that long.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That says a lot about Von Wagner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's terrible. Best acting, of course, MJF.
Yeah.
Got almost all the votes. Honorable mention to CM Punk, and then someone put Cora Jade just for like her selling her arm injury in War Games. But yeah,
or her clap back to Darby Allin on Twitter.
Yeah,
yeah. There you go. Worst comments. Anything Jim Ross won.
Oh, for sure.
Got most
for
of the votes. Yeah. Honorable mention to Sammy Guevara saying, "Will you marry me?"
Oh.
I've been trolling Sammy on Twitter, and every time he says something kind of stupid or whatever, I'll just like, you know, Pam is better or whatever.
No, she's not better.
Will you marry me?
I thought Pam was kind of hot. I think Pam's kind of hot.
You could think that, but she's not Ty Conti hot. Mm. Good Lord, not even close, Josh. I also like, there's nothing better than seeing a live WWE Dynamite. That was a good one. Bottle of Glue from Taz. Yeah, that was a good one, too.
Yes.
Cody Rhodes, I Will Not Turn. That probably should win.
That's terrible. Cody,
best comment. All the nominees were CM Punk or MJF.
Yeah.
But it was all of them roasting each other. One of them was, hey, Pillman, we need to talk. But we have your PG, John Cena.
Good.
You'll be number one if Tony Khan has a daughter that you marry.
That's good.
But the winner was CM Punk calling MJF a less famous Miz.
That was a good one. That was a good burn.
Good times.
Worst match, the winner was Nyla Rose and Vicky Guerrero versus Britt Baker and Rebel.
Oh,
sure. But coming in second was Moxley and Omega's exploding barbed wire death match. That was pretty bad, too.
That was the lamest, for sure.
Yeah. Super slow-mo match, women's casino battle royal at All Out.
That was pretty rough.
Yeah, not good. Best match, we got Kenny Omega versus Bryan Danielson as the winner.
The last match. Really my,
yeah, I don't know. Well, the 30-minute draw. I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
There weren't a lot of great ones.
Mm.
Worst move, we had Red Velvet's standing moonsault to Jamie Hayter.
Which one? There were so many. Okay,
yeah, that one. I mean, that one specifically, yeah.
Yeah.
Darby Allin's suicide dive won best move.
Right.
But yeah, we also have like Paige's dead eye to Pack, like off the ladder through the table when he won the
ladder match.
Right. That was pretty awesome.
On his welcome back, yeah.
Yeah. Worst moment or segment, we have the exploding ring at AEW Revolution.
Terrible. Terrible.
Coming in second, Ike Manjiro taking a shit.
Of course.
Yeah.
Second. Wow.
That probably
that tells you how bad the explosion was that came in second.
I'm thinking, I was like, you know what? That probably should be first, but no, that exploding ring was god awful.
Yeah, yeah. Best moment or segment?
Kenny Omega and Don Callis 69ing each other, right?
No,
no, oh boy, that didn't win.
Of course, the return of CM Punk.
Right.
Yeah,
that should be an honorable mention, though.
Yeah. So there you go. There were the fan votes. Thank you so much for submitting those. On to 2022.
Here we go.
So Dynamite opens with Bryan Danielson versus Hangman Adam Page.
Again. You know what? It's fair. It is again.
For the AEW World Championship Part 2.
And for the second, we'll get there, but for the second time, the judges didn't come into play.
And now they've moved to TBS full-time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where's Rampage?
Still on TNT.
Still TNT on TNT. Friday nights, yeah.
Gotcha.
The three judges. We got Mark Henry,
okay.
Paul White,
yeah, right.
And Jerry Lynn.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Oh. Look who's knocking something off now.
I don't know, yeah. Mr. Jerry Lynn. Yeah.
200 more times and I'll tie you.
This 300. You don't know Jerry Lynn?
No.
He's a researcher for the professor. Oh, no.
Yeah, there he is, Josh. No. Yeah.
L-Y-N-N. He wrestled in WWE.
He was an Asian, Josh.
He wasn't. Right there. The top guy.
God. That's him?
Here I am.
Jerry Lynn's like a old school. He's been. He's wrestled everywhere.
But I mean, to put him next to Mark Henry and Paul White.
Right. Well, he didn't. He stood out because he was like a foot shorter than everybody else, too.
Yeah. Jesus. Adam Page came out and Jim Ross said, "Cowboy shiznit again." And I almost turned it off right there.
What is that even? Like, what? Is he a rapper? Like,
I'm tight with Snoop Dizzle, Doggy Dizzle.
You know,
I'm tight with him. Hey, Snoop.
He's my nizzle. You can't say that, Jim Ross.
Why not?
It doesn't, no.
But they cuss on the show and they say shit all the time. Why can't JR say...
He just thinks he's cool.
Because I'm too good for it. Shizzle my nizzle.
Like, when did that even... That was a thing in the 90s, shiznit?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, JR. But this was a really good match. Paige powerbombed Brian on the apron just a few minutes in. Brian gave Paige a drop toe hold on the steel steps, busting Paige open. And it was so bad that a lot of Paige's blood got on Brian's body and face. Then they did the spot where they suplexed each other from the ring to the floor, but they both landed on their feet. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then Paige busted Brian open after pulling him into the ring post. And
Brian bled so much. Yeah,
they both look nasty.
Bright red blood. I'm like, was this fake?
That was some ruthless aggression blood right there.
Right.
Those were some brutal matches back in the day.
Yeah.
Then Paige, I forgot what this move is called, but it's basically, he did the fallaway slam off the top rope, but it's where he does a complete flip and he lands on top of Brian.
Yeah.
Spanish fly fallaway slam?
Something like that. But that's always a cool move. Then Brian jumped off the apron and Paige caught him and hit the dead eye on the floor. And then Paige went for the buckshot lariat, but Brian fell to his knees. And then he baited Paige and almost won with a small package. And then he also put Paige in the LaBelle lock, but Paige got out of it. He went for the buckshot lariat again, but Brian ducked and hit the running knee. Went for the pin, and the crowd was like popping like crazy. Like they thought it was it. Yeah. And the ref even did a fast count to make you think that it was over, but he kicked out. That was a good little moment. Then they took turns headbutting each other.
Yeah.
And Brian hit a pile driver, but Paige kicked out.
That was kind of cool. Paige went for like a back body drop, I guess.
Yeah.
And he just held him there and then picked him up and pile driver. I thought that was cool.
It was a really good sequence.
Then Brian went for the running knee again, but Paige countered with a pop-up powerbomb.
Well, the running knee he hit on that one, right?
No, I said the one before that was when the fans thought that they thought he was going to win there.
Yeah, but that was close.
He hit the pop-up powerbomb just like Kevin Owens used to, and I wish he would still do it that way because it looks so much better than the sit-down one.
Right.
Then Brian put Paige in a leg lock, but Paige fought out of it. He clubbed Brian in the head a few times, gave him a back suplex, and then finally hit the buckshot lariat for the clean win.
Brian, like, flipped. Like,
he sold the hell out of it.
Yeah.
But that was a nice 30-minute match. I like this 30-minute match more than the 60-minute draw, that's for sure.
Yeah, this was better, and this was a good way for him to get his first loss. I mean, he got opened up. It really looked like a war.
His first real loss, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great, clean win, and I don't mind that Paige won.
Yeah.
Because it was so good.
It was a great match, but I'm just overall kind of down on his reign as a champion in general. Just kind of lame.
This makes up for it a little bit.
He puts on good matches, but the character I'm not interested in myself.
Maybe he'll be the first AEW champion to do a turn while they're the champ. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, they might need to, considering who is up and coming. See.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, you'd have to do that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Next up, we have MJF versus Captain Sean Dean.
Who are you?
He does this.
Yeah.
He's a salute. Sir. He's a captain.
He's a captain. Yeah.
Captain.
That's what captains do. They
in
salute.
America's Navy.
As soon as the match starts, CM Punk runs out and slides in the ring, so MJF bails.
I thought this is where he was going to get a count out, and I was like, oh, okay, this might be kind of cool to count him out.
Well, heel turn, right? You're interrupting a nice man's opening match ever on AEW. Come on,
you can't have him count it out, because then that would, it just wouldn't work that way. Because MJF has those two losses, and there's excuses for them. Mm. And he has a third excuse, because then Punk looks at Sean Dean and gives him the GTS. And they announce Sean Dean as the winner by DQ.
But he's not like a Stone Cold type. Like, couldn't he just punch him? And the guy be like, what the fuck? And then the ref calls it.
You got to knock him out.
Got to knock him out.
You got to knock him
Poor
out.
Poor captain.
He's also from Chicago, so he beat up one of his own.
Turned on a Chicago boy.
Yeah. Well, and then Punk tells MJF, this is your future. Every time you step into the ring, until you step in the ring with me, you little bitch. And MJF yells, it's bad enough. I'm in herpes-infested New Jersey. But Punk says, don't harp on them. They're winners, and you just lost.
Yeah. No, it's a true statement. It's very herpes.
Then MJF says, without me, you're nothing. I put a chip on your shoulder. I make you relevant. MJF calls him PG Punk again, and this time the crowd chants PG Punk. And then he says, I know you're upset. When I said I was better than Roddy Piper, do you think you're Roddy Piper? Because last time I checked, Piper was actually talented enough to main event a WrestleMania.
Yep.
And MJF says, if I'm not shown the proper respect around here, maybe I'll main event a WrestleMania too. And here is Punk's brilliant response.
If you think the grass is so greener on the other side, be my guest. Go ahead. Leave. Main event night 4 of a buy one, get one free extravaganza. And then get released faster than you last in the sack. When you come back, I'll still be here. And that ass kicking will be waiting for you.
So much to, so much to unpack. That, like, he said you'll get released faster than you last in a sack.
Wow. Yeah. He's a quick shooter.
He's
huh?
just hitting all kinds of things on that. Anti-Vince, anti-WrestleMania.
He's making me feel stupid for going to WrestleMania in a few months. Yeah. Now I don't.
That's not.
Well, which night? One, nice. Two, three, Hard or
pass.
Four?
Yeah. Hard pass.
And then MJF gets all hyped up and he does the classic heel move. This was great too.
You want a piece of me, Punk? You want the match? You people want the match? You want the goddamn match? Well, listen here, you son of a bitch. Next week is gonna be CM Punk.
Say it. No, not bust the nut.
Well, yeah. Certainly wasn't going to be on just a random episode of AEW Dynamite. We knew that much.
Well, shit. I mean, they still got 2 months till Revolution. Can they delay it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eight shows? Or like seven? Really, they just need to delay it for 4 shows. Then they can say, when you're within the month, sure. Then you can say, we're going to fight at Revolution, then go back and forth. So
sure.
For sure.
So he's going to fight Wardlow and then Shawn Spears?
Maybe.
I don't know.
And then, Sean Spears finally gets some.
And then Dax. And then he'll fight the FTR.
And then all four of them at once.
Right. This is his labors. Yeah.
Yeah. So Punk says, the difference between myself, Roddy Piper, and a worm like you is me and Piper would fight anyone, anytime. So bring on Wardlow. Eventually, you're going to run out of people to hide behind, and I'm going to put you to sleep. So great segment.
Great segment.
Next
wonderful.
Up.
Wonderful.
When next up, we have an in-ring promo from Chris Jericho. He says, I haven't been on TBS since April 7th, 1999, when I was on WCW Thunder, losing to Booker T. I think he cheated.
I don't know that reference.
Well, no. He just what? Told you the reference.
He told you the reference.
Okay. He told you exactly
what
it was.
You know who Booker T is?
Yeah.
I believe you used to work with him.
I'm familiar with Booker T.
So he just said losing to him. So well, did he lose to him?
I guess he cheated. Yeah, I guess, Josh.
Jericho says he came back last week not to save Eddie Kingston, but to get some revenge on those 2.0 dipshits. Then 2.0 comes out to ruin the segment.
For sure.
And Jericho says, ladies and gentlemen, Terrence and Phillip.
He's from Canada too, though.
Sure. Yeah. The 2.0 guys are so bad on the mic, but they do try, you know? E for effort, guys, but you guys suck.
No,
they're trying to be tough guys, but they just look like dorks.
Yeah, but I don't know if they'll ever rise.
Nah.
You know, it's just going to stay.
That was good.
It's going to stay down.
Yeah. He gets the crowd to call them Squarehead and Pinhead, man. Which, you know, fair enough. They do look like that.
A little square, a little penny. Yeah.
And then Jericho grabs his bat, but Danny Garcia runs out. Jericho hits Garcia, but then 2.0 jumps him. And then Santana Ortiz and Eddie Kingston run out for the save, and the bad guys retreat because they're going to have a 6-man tag on Rampage or something, I guess.
Sure.
Then we have a backstage promo from Adam Cole with Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish next to him.
Bottom left.
Yeah.
Just
every time I see them.
Sure.
Glad for them to be back together.
That's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
Adam tells Kyle, hey, I know you didn't mean to kick me last week, but the Young Bucks came down to make sure we got the victory because together we're unstoppable. And then Cole calls out newly signed Jake Atlas.
What?
Hey, welcome to AEW.
Sure.
And he challenges him to a match on Rampage and says, hey, Jake, how about I buy you a one-way ticket back to Orlando?
Back to hell.
When
Orlando.
Adam Cole debuted, it was in the main event. And now he is fighting the most ridiculous people. He is so far away from the main event right now.
Well, that's where they all start out in
so
AEW.
Far away.
They all have to start out in the beginning. Even Punk. You know?
Doesn't lose ever.
It just feels like a waste, in my opinion.
Bryan Danielson.
But Punk's been gone for 7 years. So I can understand why he would start on the bottom.
Well, what do you want him to do? Fight Adam Page and lose?
What?
Yeah, what do you want
That's
him to do?
That's why you can't do it.
What do you want him to do?
I'm just saying, it's a waste right now. Okay. All these.
Ugh. Well, that's how it always feels.
Not a waste. You only have one title.
Yeah.
Or two.
Whatever. Yeah, what do you want? 12 titles like WWE?
I mean, they've got 4 shows. They can put them on different
shows. No, you're not going to watch those other shows. That's the point. Those shows aren't worth watching. I just don't like how he's using Brandon Cutler. He's like, hey, Brandon, the camera's on. And then he's like, you can cut it now, Brandon. And then Kyle O'Reilly says, cut it, Landon. I was like, come on, Kyle.
It's cool Kyle.
Kyle, you got to break away from that cool Kyle NXT shit.
Yeah. Just say fuck, piss, and shit. That's the only word you're allowed to say.
Fuck you.
You look great.
Yeah, next up we have Wardlow versus Antonio Zambrano.
Who are you?
I don't know who that guy is, but...
Yeah.
Zambrano didn't want any part of Wardlow, so he leaves the ring before the match starts.
Smart.
And this is how they're really trying to make Wardlow a babyface, because now they're making the no-name jobber the heel.
Yeah.
But Sean Spears attacks him and hits the C4 and throws him back in the ring. The ref starts the match and Spears yells, cover him. But the crowd's cheering for Wardlow, so he gives him 5 power bombs for the win.
Ouch.
So they should just call the ref should just call the match.
Squash match.
Right? After like the 3rd power bomb, the ref should just be like, end it, knockout.
Yeah. The ref's like, do it again.
Yeah.
So the face can be someone that destroys someone?
Yeah, well, again, they made the jobber a heel by not wanting the match. Right. Sure he can. Look what CM Punk did.
Yeah.
You know, no one cares about jobbers. You can do whatever you want to them.
Whatever
I feel
want.
Bad for him. It was 5. He's also adding a power slam each week.
He did not do a power slam. He did not do a power slam. He did 5 power bombs.
Excuse me. Power something.
Oh, another power bomb every week. Yeah, that's true. Maybe 6. Well, no, he's fighting Punk.
Yeah, 6 to Punk.
How many power bombs does CM Punk kick out of next week?
I would say he does 2. He kicks out of 1. That's my guess.
Okay.
He does 2 and he kicks out of 1?
Yeah. Like he hits 1, but then like they both go down or something, or he rolls out. But like he'll kick out of 1 of the power bombs, I'm guessing.
All right. Next up, we have Jade Cargill versus Ruby Soho for the TBS Championship. It's the finals. This is it. Jade comes out first, and they showed her husband and daughter watching from the front row. I don't know why they did this.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Wow. Why did they do this before the match? It just spoils the outcome.
Where's Ruby's family? Oh, there was no reason to invite them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But hey, I told you who was going to get this title.
Yeah.
Still undefeated.
I was hoping.
Yeah.
This was bad right from the start, though.
Well, for sure.
It seemed like they didn't know each other. Hi, my name is Joe. Hey, Josh.
Hi.
We're going to be wrestling in 3 minutes.
Oh, shit.
For a title.
What are we doing? So we'll figure it out, I guess.
Here, so when I do this... No, wait. No. If we... we'll figure it out. No. Okay. It literally felt like that.
It did.
It was weird.
It looked like this was Jade's first match ever.
Yeah.
It was really bad. I recently said how impressed I was by her, but...
Yeah.
Ruby was... It was like Jade forgetting spots, then like... awkwardly getting into position for the spots. And you could see like Ruby like talking her through the match. Like it was really bad.
Well, how much of it do you have?
I mean, I have quite a bit.
All right, go ahead.
You can interrupt me if I miss something. But Mercedes Martinez ran out in the beginning, followed by Thunder Rosa right behind her, and they brawled to the back. Pretty pointless. Mark Sterling hopped on the apron, but he got ejected. And then Ruby hits her finisher, no future. But Jay just kicks out. Just kicks out of the finisher.
Yeah, but first, that's when she was kind of like, she wouldn't go down.
Yeah, she just stumbled around.
Ruby like pushed her down. And then she covered her. And the way she kicked out, Ruby like flopped on top of her. It was just weird. And then she immediately tells her something. You see that?
Yeah.
She flops on top with, you know, the Ruby like, I can't believe you kicked out of my whatever. And then she's like, like,
no,
it just was so awkward.
You could see her talking to her the whole match.
Yeah.
It was bad. And in the end, it wasn't any better. They were fighting on the second rope, and Cargill set up for her finisher, the Jaded. And she wanted to go to the top rope with it.
Then she went,
but
nope.
Then Ruby like slapped her leg, and then she put her foot back down.
Bitch, you'll kill me.
Right.
And then Ruby like...
You're not there yet.
Right. And then you could see Ruby shake her head yes and be like, okay,
I'm ready. Go.
And then they do an awful looking Jaded off the second rope.
Horrible.
And Jade Cargill becomes the first TBS champion.
Like any real wrestler in the back that's a producer, like Tony's probably like, that was amazing. We matched next week on Dynamite. But they're like all someone like,
well,
I don't know, like when, Arn Anderson is probably like, that was garbage.
But JR just can't hide, like, you know, how he feels anymore. He can't fake it to make it anymore because he's like, well, there you go. I'm new TBS champion. Well, she did it. There she is. She did it.
Well, that's a match, I guess.
They showed her daughter, and he goes, little girl, she's got tears in her eyes. Like, no, she didn't.
She did, and then they showed it again. She said, no, tears in her eyes.
No, the kid was like 5 years old.
She didn't even know where she was.
Yeah.
They were trying to sell this.
Is this Disney World? Are we done, Mom? Can we go on a ride?
But again, like, she's not a baby face. Why are they doing it like this?
It makes no sense.
I don't understand. Strange. But okay, good for Jade. Hopefully you'll get better, because that was terrible.
You're awful.
My God. Next up, we see an interview. JR interviewed Serena Deeb earlier in the day. She still hates Sheeta, so they're fighting again next week. For the fourth time?
Best of seven, I'm telling you.
I guess so, yeah. Deep says they call me the professor because I have a PhD in this shit.
I didn't know they called her the professor, to be honest.
Neither did I. I guess that was an NWA thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Then we got Malakai Black versus Brian Pillman Jr. with Julia Hart wearing an eye patch.
Yeah.
She's the only person that's worn an eye patch after she's gotten the shit spit in her eye.
Yeah.
She must have some real bad complications.
She got pink eye.
She got pink eye. Because he had some shit in his mouth.
Yeah. No, pink eye from an unrelated matter.
Yeah. Pink eye, and I think it was jizz eye as well. She got some jizz eye. I don't know what this was, though. I was actually looking forward to this match.
Same.
And then I hated this match.
Especially
I don't understand. I think it was a planned botch, right? Like, he botched it on purpose. Right.
You think it was?
Yeah.
It seemed like
because if you
that.
Look, he really, it looked fake. Like a planned botch. Because why would, because he goes for the springboard move, he slips, and then Black just hits him with the Black Mask for the win.
I thought he was just trying to save it.
I feel like
they were just trying to protect Pillman in a way for some reason.
I guess.
He still lost.
Made him look drunk and stupid. Yeah, but
it still makes him look stupid by slipping like
fucking
that.
Fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
No.
After the match, Black looked like he was going to attack Julia Hart, but then the Lucha Bros come out.
This was even dumber.
And then the lights go off, and when they come back on, the Lucha Bros are in the ring, but Black is outside the ring. Yeah,
did they pass each other in the night?
Yes, they just swapped places.
High five. Woo.
They just switched places. It's super lame.
But then the motherfuckers...
Only turn the lights off when something really happens.
The lights turn off later, too.
Yeah, well, no. I don't know what that was.
So then the Lucha Brothers are out there, right?
Yeah.
Then they go back in, out.
To have their entrance again 5 minutes later.
So stupid.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? This is so stupid.
Yeah.
Fucking have we seen retarded. Pillman and the Lucha Bros, like, team up?
No.
Like, what was the point of this?
Because Black.
And the Lucha Bros have history.
Black's jizz-eyed pack.
Yeah.
Okay. A while back. Or gave Pac pink eye, and that's
Pac
why he's...
Yeah, now he has double double eye patches.
Double pink eye, double eye patch.
That was seriously the most retarded thing.
I'm not a big fan of Malakai Black and what they're doing with him right now. It's just...
Yeah.
Like, they're making him into like this monster, but he's beating people like Pillman. And Pillman doesn't even... They don't even know what to do with Pillman. I feel like they're like, someday this guy will be good, but for now... He's a jobber. But
am I one of the pillars? Fuck off, Pillman. fuck out of here. Yeah.
But what I thought this might have been where Black's starts to expand his family. That guy finally shows up.
Well, you should make Julia Hart part of it, right? He sprays her and that's what turns her.
Yeah, or every person he sprays turns or something like that.
That would be fine in pro wrestling, sure.
Doesn't have to be everyone.
They do dumber shit than that in pro wrestling, even on AEW.
For sure.
Yeah. Or like the Fiend, anyone who puts his fingers in his mouth, any girl, she just gets so turned on that she's
with him forever.
Or Britt Baker.
We'll see if Alexa Bliss is still with him next week.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, she could
still be with the Fiend. What? Who?
She could be coming for another couple weeks. So
that's true.
Yeah.
No, they said next week.
I hope she comes faster than Veer does.
But I'd rather her surprise us at the Rumble. I don't know why they're
a surprise coming.
Yeah. 2 weeks before the Rumble, she makes her comeback.
Yeah.
How stupid is that?
Yeah.
God, they fuck up surprises.
Yeah.
Imagine Goddess comes out like number 30. Holy shit. That would be huge. These are so easy. They're layups. Just take them. WWE just doesn't know how to do that anymore.
No. Next up, Tony Schiavone interviews Ruby Soho backstage, but Britt Baker interrupts talking trash. And Ruby tells Baker, you've never beaten Riho with or without your friend's help. So. Why don't you just prepare for your match and leave me alone? Baker and Jamie Hayter attack Ruby, but Riho runs up for the save, and the refs separate them. And they're fighting on Saturday at Battle of the Belts.
Oh, that's right.
Which, what else is... Oh, the Cody and Sammy are fighting again for the TNT Championship.
Is that just like a live show somewhere that they're putting on TV?
Saturday like a live on, event? On TBS, yeah.
Where WWE sometimes does that?
Nothing's going to change hands.
Britt Baker against Riho.
Riho, yeah. Sammy and Cody.
That's just those the only two belts that are being battled?
Maybe.
Maybe the tag belts?
No, I don't think so.
That just happened.
Yeah. I feel it's kind of stupid to call it Battle of the Belts and then it's only two belts. And yeah, I mean, we could recap it on this podcast the following week. You know, I don't think it's worth watching.
So far, only two matches.
I don't think it's worth watching on a Saturday. It's probably a 1 hour show.
Probably a 1 hour show.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it. You know, we could talk about it on this podcast.
Battle of the Two Belts.
Right.
Yeah.
Not belts.
Finally, we have Jurassic Express versus Lucha Bros for the AEW tag titles.
Oh, God.
This match was a mess.
Injured somebody.
Seemed like Jesus. It, right?
Oh, more than seemed like it. It's 100% if you watch that again. I watched it so many times, but this match was...
What's wrong with you? Andrew's like, I watched that and Matt Hardy get hit in the head 100 times. Concussed.
Well, I went back and bust. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you want to see a dead body?
Yeah. Yeah. All
right, but there was way too much time spent everyone getting in position for like a move. They did a dumb indie spot where they're all four men are holding hands. I hate it.
The funniest thing, and this was towards the start of the match. I can't remember if it was Shivani or JR. They go, Tony. Tony called this ref a tag team specialist.
Okay.
Yes. He can't control fucking anything in this match.
No. Mid-match, Luchasaurus had Penta on his back. Jungle Boy leaped off the top rope over Luchasaurus and Penta and hit Phoenix with a Canadian Destroyer.
Right.
That was crazy. But then right after that, Luchasaurus slammed Penta for a close pin. And it was like, all right, well, he just did a Canadian Destroyer and you slammed a guy.
Right.
Like,
which
no
one's
time,
cooler?
No time to, you know, be impressed by Jungle Boy's Canadian Destroyer. Then Phoenix gave Luchasaurus a Canadian Destroyer. And then the Lucha Bros set up Jungle Boy for a move, but that's where the lights went off and on. But no one showed up. Because they were about to, like, finish Jungle Boy. So I guess that was Malakai Black fucking with them.
That's the only thing I could think of. But it's not, but the
because they sold Express... it like it was supposed to happen.
Right.
Because they were going to hit him with the finisher, then the lights go off and on, and then Jungle Boy is, you know, down. They're like, oh, okay, let's do something else.
But the only reason for it to make sense would be for Penta and for Phoenix to be like, looking around to try to find...
Well, yeah. They kind of did.
I didn't notice it.
They kind of did, because they put Jungle Boy down, but it was awkward. Very. Stupid. Then they set up Jungle Boy for a move on the apron, right in front of Luchasaurus. But Luchasaurus just stood there and did nothing about it because he was waiting for Phoenix to dive onto him.
Right.
Like, he just had to stand there like an idiot. Then Penta gave Jungle Boy the Fear Factor on the apron, which is basically a pile driver with Jungle Boy's legs on the top rope.
Right.
Pile driver on the apron.
And he was dead, right?
Then the Lucha Bros hit their package pile driver finisher, and Jungle Boy kicks out. Of two pile drivers, one on the apron.
Sure.
That's when I just started laughing. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Well, it was.
Then Alex Sabrahantes set up a table, and Christian chased him to the back. And that's where Luchasaurus chokeslammed Phoenix off the apron and through the table outside the ring, snapping Phoenix's left arm in half. Oof, yeah. It was like an MMA fight when the guy goes for a kick. And you just see his leg snap in half. This was Phoenix's arm.
Yeah, he left
and it
his
was disgusting.
Arm behind him when he was falling instead of keeping it kind of perpendicular with the
well,
body.
Yeah, he was trying to break his fall, which is how all these happen.
Yeah.
That's how these there happen. It was fucking brutal, man.
Instantly, grabbing his arm.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to wipe his ass.
He's pointing to it.
Yeah, he was crying. The trainers
called. Oh, that was the bad angle. That was the bad angle.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, you thought he broke it?
I'm only going to watch it once, save for later.
See?
I guess I didn't see that angle.
So they had to improvise because they rushed the end of the match. There were still 5 minutes left in the show.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, Penta set up Jungle Boy for a move, but Jungle Boy countered with a roll-up for the win. There's no way that was the original ending, but they had to improvise because of Phoenix.
I really feel like the Lucha Brothers were supposed to retain, to be honest.
Hmm? How about that?
Well, no, there was five more minutes of the show.
Oh, yeah.
They had to rush the ending. Because then Christian handed Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus the belts, and he had to pump them up to act excited, but they were probably worried about Phoenix.
Right.
And then after the match, six other tag teams come out to the stage and awkwardly stand there. And then they show
go.
Then they show Chris Jericho watching from a box.
And
a
he was surprised.
Box.
He went, oh, right.
Yeah. Then they showed Malachi Black watching from a luxury box. Then they showed Ortiz from a luxury box. And then Santana from a luxury box. They were probably all sitting right next to each other.
Right. And they zoomed right. Because there was like their face only in the camera.
Like you could show Jericho, Santana, Ortiz. And I get it. You were, you know, you were trying to just fill the time because you had to rush the ending. But don't show Malachi Black watching in a luxury box.
Yeah, like he's the...
He's supposed to be the mysterious one.
Right. Wasn't he just controlling the lights a few minutes
ago? And he was just like... He was like yeah. Yeah. He was just sitting there like, okay. But yeah, it was awkward, but they had to do something, I guess.
Do y'all think Lucha Express was supposed to... Jungle Express was supposed to win?
Nope. Try again.
Jungle
Lucha Express. Oh, Jungle Express.
Lucha... Whatever. The fucking dinosaur.
No, you need to figure it out. We're going to sit right here. What's their name?
Come on, Vic Joseph.
What's Jungle their name? Express.
No. Jungle. This isn't Jungle Cruise, motherfucker.
Jungle.
What's the best dinosaur movie ever?
Lucha Express.
No.
Gotcha. Don't give him help. We're dinosaur sitting right movie. Here.
Come on.
And I got to leave in a little while.
Dinosaur movie.
Jungle
what's
Book?
What's the best dinosaur movie?
Jungle Book. That's the best dinosaur movie. Oh my God. That is the best one. I don't care what you say, Andrew. Jungle Book, best dinosaur movie.
Jungle Express is their name, right? What the fuck is their name?
What's the best dinosaur movie? Tell me right now.
What's the only dinosaur movie?
Lost World?
What's the first part of the fucking title? What's the first movie called, asshole?
The first one in that series.
Oh,
Steven Spielberg?
Don't help him.
No, I know this. Yeah. I know this. It's a book.
It's a book?
Well, yeah, it was a book first.
Michael Crichton did write it first.
I'm drawing a blank.
Come on.
It's one of the best theme songs ever.
I know it. I've seen it. It's got Samuel L. Jackson in it.
It's the name of this tag team. Does that help you?
Yeah.
It's still not Jungle Express?
Jer.
Jurassic Express.
Hey.
Oh, Lord. It's Jurassic Park.
I just said it 5 minutes ago. Jurassic Express.
And the show has hit a new low. Or just Josh has hit a new low.
Jungle Express.
Jungle Express.
What's the best dinosaur movie? Jungle Book.
Jungle Book.
It's a book. Oh, Lord.
There's no dinosaurs in that.
No, not one. Talking panthers, I think it's
tigers are kind of like dinosaurs of the past. I don't know.
No, not at all. Lord, not today.
Holy shit, Josh.
Andrew, cartoons.
Holy
shit.
Let's
finish the show.
That was amazing. Josh, and I thank you for that.
I really thought it was Jurassic Park. God damn it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Baba
Booey. Let's just move
all right. that was your Baba Booey moment. All right, let's give some awards. Oh,
please,
man.
Please, let's move on.
Spoiler alert, my best moment is Josh saying Jungle Express.
Had to be.
My best moment. And Jungle Book, yeah. Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Chris Jericho. He looked really, really old.
Aww.
He does. Yeah.
He does.
I had Julia's eye patch.
I had Phoenix's arm.
Oh, come on.
He runs another award.
No, it didn't look good. Best dressed?
I mean, Jade.
I had Jade.
Jade looks good. She looks good. Yeah, it's just a shame she didn't look good in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
But she looked good coming out.
But this
out.
Is just dressed. Yeah, yeah, she looked hot.
Worst acting?
You didn't mention it, but Bailey's ex-fiance was
There's
on
no
the show.
Point of mentioning that.
Aaron Solo.
Yeah. He got a 10-second promo.
He said...
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jake Atlas, her ex-fiance.
No.
He said, stretch me if you can.
Yeah.
Survive if I let you.
Well, the survive part is the Taz thing, but yeah. I had 2.0, and I don't mean NXT.
Ah!
I mean 2.0, the tag team.
Yeah, I had Ever Rise.
Yeah. Best acting?
CM Punk.
I'm going to go Punk. I mean, obviously MJF is great, but his one-liner about WrestleMania.
Punk was better this week.
Yeah.
Sweeping Punk.
But like better, like 1A, 1B better.
Of course.
The MJF award goes to Punk.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Worst comment? Cowboy Shiznit.
Shiznit.
Well, during that match.
Shiz of Nit.
When they were hitting
each other. Nit of Shiz.
When they were headbutting each other, JR goes, "These guys are nutting up."
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Please don't.
Fuck. Need JR to say busted nut so we could
What about busted nut?
That's close.
Where the fuck is Jake Roberts, by the way?
I busted my nut on her feet. That's too much, JR.
Where the fuck is
Jake Roberts? Calm down, Tony, freak.
When Jake Roberts first showed up, we were, you know, like, he was cutting really good promos.
Yeah, he was.
Like, if you don't want him to be with Lance Archer, just put him with someone else.
I think that's what it is. He's nursing Lance Archer back to health.
Yeah,
like a baby bird with a bottle.
He's chewing the food. Yeah.
Oh God. Best comment.
You'll get released faster than you last in the
summer. That whole line, right? Buy one get one free.
Night four of a buy one get one free extravaganza. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Worst match.
The TBS title. No, the TBS title was a fucking disaster.
That was my slow-mo.
Well, I had them both for slow-mo. Jade and Ruby was slow-mo and worse for me.
I did Wardlow for slow just because it was Wardlow, but yeah, that was a disaster.
For a title. Best match is easy.
Paige and Danielson, for sure.
Of course. Yep. Sweep it. Worst move.
Well, Jade's finish is what I
had the roll-up to win the tag team title.
Yeah, but they were trying to save it. Yeah. They were trying to
I'll go with the Jaded. Jaded was
Jaded.
Jaded. Best move.
The GTS from Punk. I mean, literally.
Really?
I had Paige's.
Because it gave JF a loss, too. It was the smartest move.
I had Paige's, like, the follow-away slam, but where he lands on top of Danielson.
Right, right here, follow-away slam, yep.
Worst moment, Phoenix's arm?
Snapping his fucking arm in half.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
But if that didn't happen, I would have said the heel Jade, like, kissing her family after her win. I was like, what is this?
Mm-hmm. And then best moment?
CM Punk.
Segment. Punk and MJF.
Punk and MJF.
Yeah, of course.
What a moment.
Of course.
What do they do? Where do they? Once they burn this, I think they jump the shark on AEW. It's the best two talkers in the game.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless Kevin Owens shows up, but obviously he just resigned. So.
Yeah. AEW wins again. Yeah. Congratulations, guys. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Reese's Pieces. So, first things first. Everyone hates Tony Khan now. Did you hear about this?
Oh, everyone?
Yeah.
Just us?
No.
No.
Big Swole, you know, recently quit or got fired or whatever. Depends on who you ask.
Right.
But she recently said that she quit because AEW has a lack of diversity and needs a structure change. So Tony Khan, like, retweeted the story that was posting about it. He retweeted Fightful Wrestling. And he said, the top two AEW execs are brown. Jade, Bowens, Caster, Dante, Nyla, Isaiah, and Mark Quinn all won on TV this month. The TBS title tournament has been very diverse. I let Swole's contract expire as I felt her wrestling wasn't good enough. And then he goes, AEW Rampage Street Fight tonight.
But I mean, he's right. He's right. I don't see...
But should he say that?
No. What the fuck did Mark Quinn win on TV?
Yeah, that's why you don't comment.
Yeah, like, does YouTube count?
Right, is that what he's counting as TV?
It's best to not comment.
I mean, she's not a good wrestler, but it's, you know, that's he should be above that. You're the owner of the company, dude.
You don't comment.
He is brown. I mean, that's...
If she sues the company in front of a jury or a judge, then you say all that. You go, no, we're diverse. I mean, hell, you know, I'm not a white guy, like, whatever, right? But no.
He shouldn't really respond to her at all, to be honest.
Yeah. And then also, he said one of his dream signings from North America is coming pretty soon. So he's hyping a
North America debut. Velveteen?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, someone here, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe a Velveteen signing?
Johnny Gargano.
Or a Canadian.
It's got to be Gargano, no?
I guess.
He's everyone's favorite. Like,
why wouldn't you just say United States?
Right. Where's Will Ospreay from? Is he still under contract somewhere?
Who?
Japan?
I know.
Yeah, right. Okay.
All right.
I don't know. But we got a bunch of NXT releases. Why don't you read them off there, Joshy?
We do. So, Road Dogg Jesse James.
Yep.
Backstage producer. He is gone. And
do the big one last. Come on.
Okay. We have Chris Guy. a.k.a. Ace Steel.
If we don't know who they am, then just
okay,
come on.
Sorry. We have Dave Kapoor, a.k.a. Reigns.
If we don't know who they are.
Well, former manager of Great Khali.
NXT creative producer Ryan Katz.
You don't understand direction, do you?
Scott Armstrong.
We know him. He used to wrestle.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. You just read it then, Joe.
George Carroll. Timothy Thatcher's gone.
I thought that was the big one to me.
You know, Danny Burch. I was going to hit him. And the Diamond Mine guy, Hideki Suzuki.
Yeah.
And whoever Alice in Danger is. Yeah. But yeah, Diamond Mine coach is gone.
Yep.
And then finally, they fired William Regal. Oh. You motherfuckers!
How dare you?
Just sons of bitches.
I would keep him around just to say War Games, but then he didn't even say he it didn't this year.
Say
so.
War Games. They mentioned him on the show once. On NXT 2.0, and never since
they
then.
Mentioned him on the show. You remember?
Yeah,
that?
It was the first week or two in. They're like, "Well, Mr. Regal is making this match or something."
They
like that.
They probably aren't even going to have an authority. Not that that was his only job. He was like their head scout, but
I think Triple H. I don't know. I don't know what the relationship is with Triple H and McMahon. That Jesse James, like that, he would be gone. You know what I mean? Like he's a all time guy, a close friend of. Of Triple H, like I just don't
they
get.
They want a complete new direction creatively on NXT.
Well, clearly, then they should fire Vince.
Clearly.
You know?
Well, so. This is my creation now.
All right. Anything else, Josh?
No, that's all I got.
All right.
All right, fan questions. Misfit Soda, this is an official request to start recapping NXT again. I know it sucks. You'd have to watch it, but with them really pulling away from Triple H, I enjoy how terrible it's become.
I get it. That's a good point.
So you watch it like a good B movie?
That's what we do. But
I can't even.
Guys, we already watch 30 hours a week. Can you please let us not watch these two?
Listen, the problem is that we have to actually think and write comments about it. If I could just watch it for the good B movie aspect, I probably would.
Again, we've been doing like a 5-minute recap.
And it's still painful to hear
that's fine enough. We can just talk about what happens like in 5 minutes. I'm not taking notes for 2 hours. On that, it's just depressing.
It is depressing.
Joe Guerrero, how do you feel about keeping storylines from past promotions going in AEW? O'Reilly and Cole or Malachi Black's Damaged Eye are just a few I see. I think it's fine. I like it.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Why are they 69ing each other?
Josh, that's for our fans to maybe see if they're watching.
That's just for us.
Jeez.
Okay. See Kurt Angle and Sting 69ing.
Sorry.
Their action figures, yeah.
All right.
Ryan Brady, I really want to like Jade Cargill, but why is she so bad? The finishing spot was awful. If you can't do the spot, then don't do the spot.
She's so bad because this might be her first year.
Also, life. Josh, who has the hotter ass, Tony Storm or Jamie Hayter?
Josh?
Ooh,
interesting.
Jamie Hayter.
All right, that's wrong. It was Tony Storm.
It was Tony
Jason
Storm.
Dearham, with his reply to Big Swole's comments, are you surprised Tony Khan didn't use the old line, you're just a less talented Naomi?
Sure.
Maybe.
That might be a little bit racist.
Kyle Foxton, what are the chances we get William Regal and AEW to say, Undisputed Era, the Elite, there's only one way to settle this, blood and guts! that was immediately came out. Everyone was tweeting that.
Yeah.
But
good.
It's not as, it doesn't sound as good as War Games.
No.
War Games! Jake Baker, Jesus Christ, Phoenix, is this the worst injury ever caught on camera? I would still say Sid Vicious.
Yeah.
Off Sid, the top rope.
Sid landing snapping and snapping his leg.
That was...
Ugh.
You could see it better. Yeah. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Omar, why the fuck does everyone have an eye patch in AEW? And why the fuck do lights go off every week for like a minute?
Yeah.
Sorry to apologize. I'm new to the Patreon, so I might be late to the shitting on certain AEW topics.
Yes, no problem.
Well, welcome.
They have a bad job paying their power lighting bills and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Power lights.
Yeah.
Welcome to shitting on things, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Scott, you see after Ray table spot injury, did it change the match's outcome or can Jungle Boy actually act? It did not change the outcome. Jurassic Express was still going to win.
I think so, right.
Kyle Foxen says, I think they had to call an audible. That's why I imagine they sent the teams out there. Yep.
Sure.
And then I promise I'm coming. This is from Veer. This was going to be my question this week. Do wrestlers have the green light to change the outcome of a match if something goes wrong? And how do they communicate that? No, they don't.
The
ref has an earpiece.
Yep.
So backstage, Vince or Tony Khan will tell the ref, and then the ref will tell the wrestlers. Pop culture junkie, what are the odds that with the nonsense rambling Vince has been doing on Raw, he's been subtly referring to Triple H, such as maybe Triple H apologized to him or didn't mean to interrupt Vince, and when he did those things and had the heart attack, it showed Triple H's weakness. So Vince got pissed for Triple H showing his weakness and killed his baby NXT.
You know, to be honest, to a man who gets mad when people sneeze, someone having a heart attack around him must have been infuriating.
Probably.
You can't control your fucking heart.
That's a weakness.
You're fired.
That's a weakness. Yeah. Mark Horsfield, WWE is getting rid of everyone who made NXT. NXT is dead. Hopefully Ray Phoenix is not out all year. Looks like he broke his arm. Well, he's going to be out a while.
Right. When are they going to fire Shawn Michaels?
That's what people are like. Shawn's looking over his shoulder right now.
There's no way.
There's no one left. But Undertaker.
Shawn's one of three people that are protected for life. Shawn's definitely on Vince. Like,
yeah,
Vince,
you would
loves
think
Shawn.
Vince.
Shawn's the only guy that didn't leave.
He's in love. He's in love with Shawn.
He's literally in love with Shawn.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He sang his fucking theme song and released it on a CD. Should go to jail for that alone. What a fucking ripoff that was. Todd, the exhausted one. Push Fire Barry. Regal shows up to AEW as the GM. Regal returns to NXT with the NXT Gen 1 guys to announce winner-take-all war games. Losers never return to NXT. That'd be cool, but then they would lose.
Yeah.
Right. And then three, Triple H takes over Raw. I guess Triple H takes over Raw. I don't know.
I guess.
And that's only if he really takes it over, not just on screen.
Right. I can't imagine William Regal having much an effect on AEW, to be honest.
Yeah. Kosi Kwik, well, he could scout for them. Kosi Kwik, do you guys agree that despite having a shitload of star potential, Jade Cargill is still extremely green? She's faced off against two of AEW's finest, Soho, Thunder Rosa, and both matches were mediocre.
I think we've pretty much said that today.
Her best matches have been against the people who are the most skilled.
Yeah.
Sure. And, as anyone's would be.
She hasn't.
Todd Fricker, happy new year, everybody. 2022 is going to be a great year. Cross your fingers. I'd like to get in this dollar bet with you guys. I got $1 that says Josh gets some pussy this year, but you got to give me 50 to 1 odds.
I'll give him 100 to 1.
You got it, pal.
And I'll take that dollar.
Today it's probably still going to be a no. Who knows? I mean, maybe something might happen on the way home.
What's in here?
It's Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper? Mm-hmm. That much sugar first thing in the morning?
Yeah, got to kick
it off.
Josh.
All right, well, good luck to Josh.
Thanks. I need it. All the luck.
I mean, for the next 5 years. All right, see you later.
I believe in you, not.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with